Check, check.
One, two.
Check. Check. Oh, one, yeah. Two.
That's good.
That's good.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
I'm cold. I'm fucking cold. I'm trying to warm up with a coffee.
Cool. What time is it?
It's 9:04 a.m. It's 50 degrees Fahrenheit. 50 degrees.
All right. Am I muted? It says mute on my thing.
Nah, I can hear you just fine.
All right. Well, it's raining here, so I'm nice and wet. I have to put off my long guy till Monday.
What are you, Stacey Pressman? I don't get the long guy. Anyway, I'll get here in a second. Okay, I'm going to start.
All right.
Welcome back to the Brown Snake interview series. This week's guest is famous Florida resident, landlord, artist, and podcaster, Gladwell Ape. Welcome, Gladwell.
Thank you, sir. Happy to be here.
Well, of course, you got nothing else to do. It's fucking raining down there.
Well, at least I'm not freezing.
True, because I am. Gladwell, I always worry about your health. You've always got this high blood pressure situation. Is that under control yet?
No, I stopped taking my blood pressure medication, which my wife is not happy about.
So you're a few heartbeats away from death.
Aren't we all, though?
No.
I mean, Johnny Nine Lives has been knocking on that door for 15 years. He's doing fine.
I see you as a guy who's just going to tap out one day, you know, just like keel over dead.
That's my retirement plan.
It's a good plan.
That's my 401k.
Why did you stop taking your meds?
I ran out of insurance.
For tablets. It's just tablets, mate.
Yeah.
How much is a packet of fucking pills?
But you got to get it. I had the 3 months prescription, but then it ran out, and I have to get a doctor to give me another prescription. And I don't
What's that going
to
cost, like $80?
I don't know, man. Plus, it's a whole to-do, you know? I got to make an appointment, got to show up. Then I got to remember to take the things. I'd rather just forget about it.
Yeah, they've got these online doctors now you can do where they write you a prescription online, they email it to the guy, it's done.
All right, I'll look into that. If that's going to make you happy, I'll look into it.
If you want to die, die. I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying, you know.
I don't want to upset you or anything. You know, we just got started. I don't want to get off on the wrong foot.
You've already upset me. When I worked all the time, I had a business like you used to, and I used to get my antibiotics sent from the Ukraine or some other shithole. Obviously, that's over. But, yeah, I used to hate going to the doctor. You'd sit in the waiting room for too long. It used to aggravate me to no end. So I got antibiotics or whatever I needed, sent from the Ukraine, put in a drawer if I need it, and it was great.
All right.
Give it a try.
All right, I'm going to locate the Ukraine when we get off this podcast.
Maybe some other shithole, because they seem to be busy right now.
Well, what else is over there? Poland? They go with the medicine?
I don't know.
Because Johnny Nine Lives has a connection in Poland, so.
There you go.
Pull a few strings for me.
Get on that. Now, is it true you're a degenerate alcoholic?
Yes, that is 100% true.
Well, surely that's going to affect your health.
But highly functioning, though.
Yeah, highly functioning. I'm not judging you.
Yeah.
I think it's good, but won't that affect your blood pressure?
More than likely, I think that's what caused it.
Ah, so you're just going to keep going?
401k, baby. I gotta leave my wife with something.
A beautiful corpse.
Mm-hmm.
The name Gladwell Ape, where did it come from?
I believe I was reading a book called The Naked Ape.
Is that porn?
No, it's an anthropological book. And then I think I had a book on the table by Malcolm Gladwell. I put the two together.
So you're one of those edumacated types.
You know.
College boy, I see.
No, high school dropout.
My man.
My brother was highly educated. Private high schools, college, the whole deal.
Well, you're from the middle class.
I guess so. Something like that.
Your parents can afford that high-end money.
Well, my father was a professor at the university, so he got
A
his degree
professor
in
of what?
Spanish art.
Ah, now I've seen on Instagram all your art studio shit, and I'm not very artistic, so I just look at it and I go, what the fuck is that picture? To me, it's chaos. But what upset me was how cluttered your fucking art studio is, man.
And I just cleaned it out too. It was a lot worse than that.
I
So,
feel like ringing hoarders.
what's that?
I feel like ringing hoarders to come over and do an intervention and clear out your shit.
Well, this room was, I was using it for storage for a while because when I was working, I wasn't really painting that much. So I just shoved everything in here.
That's fucking
And,
chaos. Do you sell the shit? Do you make money?
no, nobody buys art. But I am starting a what do you call it, a Patreon, where
To do what?
I'll be filming the studio when I'm painting. I'll set my drums up. I'll play the drums on some. I'll have phone conversations with people. So it'll be podcasting, painting, music. I'll play my bass on it.
And it won't be sexual.
Little bit of everything. Sexual? No sexual.
Thank God.
Nobody wants to see that.
There's too much sex online now. It's like sex, sex. Everyone's showing their big fat tits. I'm sick of it. Fuck off.
I'm sick of hearing Keanu Thompson talk about it.
Well, at least she's skinny.
I'm not a fan of skinny.
We'll get to that
I like my.
later.
All right, we'll get to that later.
Now, Florida. Have you always lived in Florida?
I was born in Florida, then I moved to New York in my 30s, and then I came back 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
Because it's too cold.
No, my parents were getting older. I didn't want to get a phone call and have to, come down here. Then.
Yeah, it's good you're a family
So,
guy. What percentage Cuban are you then?
Cuban? No, my dad's Spanish and my mother's Italian.
Wrong. Everyone in Florida is part Cuban.
My father will tell you he's Cuban because he was raised by his uncle who was Cuban.
And the Cubans invented the Rubik's Cube.
Let me tell you something. The Cubans invented aggravation.
I don't know any Cubans other than you. What's their characteristics?
Loud. Loud and
Really?
unaware of personal space
Well, they can
or
get
spatial
fucked up.
awareness.
I'm not about that. That's my nightmare right there.
You go to the grocery store, everybody's on speakerphone, having full conversations. It's very upsetting.
Yeah, the most violent I've ever been is from people touching me or invading my personal space. It's not for me. I get it, I'm beautiful, but fuck off. I've got rights. Do you think I'd fit in Florida? It's supposed to be quite trashy, and I'm a bogan scum. Would I fit in? Is there a scummy area that I could fit in?
You would fit in Johnny Nine Lives' neighborhood.
Where's that?
Tampa.
I thought
So,
you were Tampa.
I am in Tampa. Tampa's a big city.
I don't like
Covers
cities.
a lot of ground.
Is there any like small towns that have a beach not too far away? I don't want too many people.
Yeah, good luck with that. I don't think you're gonna find that.
Yeah, fuck Florida then. You can get fucked.
I mean,
Can
you
you
can
grow
find a river.
bananas and citrus down there?
Absolutely. My parents had an orange tree, a grapefruit tree. They have a banana tree now.
Yeah, I got all that shit. I haven't got the bananas, but my neighbor wants to give me some. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to grow bananas. Why not?
There's a Cuban guy next to me that has a mango tree. He throws me some mangoes every once in a while.
Who don't have I got a mango tree, man. But we get fruit bats. Do you have fruit bats?
Fruit bats?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen any.
We're these creepy bats that fly down and screech at night, and they get in your fruit when they're ripe and they eat them. So you got to cover your whole mango tree with this net. It's a whole situation.
Oh, wow. Sounds exciting, though.
And they carry disease. They're like filthy fucking things too.
So does Johnny Nine Lives.
And you're still fucking.
Every once in a while, he's been slowing down lately.
Yeah, he's not young. So you ran
Not
a
by a long
cafe.
shot.
For how long did you run that cafe for?
I opened it January of 2020. So I had 2 good months, And then COVID hit, they shut the building down. And then I just closed up March, last
What a
March.
loser.
Trust me, I had plenty of time to sit there and think about that when nobody's coming in.
So you it just fucked you financially?
Took everything.
Well, your wife's still got a restaurant, don't you?
She's a manager. She doesn't own it, but
So you got to rebuild financially?
yep.
Do you own your home or rent?
Own the home.
Do you have a mortgage?
No, well, we took out a line of credit when we opened the cafe.
Oh,
So
Gladwell. You're hurting me.
that was the house was free and clear, and now that COVID fucked us.
That's bad luck. Because I sold my business to a guy 6 months before COVID hit, and it fucked him. And I look back and I laugh. Does that
See,
help you at all?
we had opposite instincts. You got
Yeah.
out before COVID, and I got in right before COVID.
Yeah. Yeah,
So,
now I'm semi-retired, living a good life.
well, good for, what kind of business was it?
It was a bowling alley. I had it for 27 years.
I can't see you wearing other people's shoes.
I didn't. I'd just wear street shoes and bowl. I don't slide. I don't even fuck. Anyway, you don't
All
really
right.
bowl much when you own a bowling alley, surprisingly. You just work.
I can see that.
Yeah. People have ideas of what it's like, and it's not what they think. But you have a lot of time doing maintenance and cleaning and when you're alone to play podcasts, so that's an upside.
Yeah.
But the big hours, it gets old pretty fast. Now, is this wife of yours? Is that your first wife?
Yep.
Who
First wife.
stays with their first wife? That's
Well,
creepy.
we just got married 3 years ago.
What?
Yeah.
Why'd you get married so old? How old are you?
I'll be 50 next month.
You're nearly my age. I'm 51.
All right.
But why'd you live it so long? Were you a gay homosexual?
For a very long time. And then
Yeah.
she corrected me. She showed me everything I was missing. And I was like, all right, this
Did
one's
you
all
try
right.
that Christian conversion therapy?
I don't know what she called it, but there was a lot of plastic bags over my head.
Electric shocks. Love it.
Yeah.
So you'd probably still love your wife?
Yeah. We've been together for 10 years now, and we still haven't had a fight.
I fight my wife all the time, but I like it. It's funny.
Well, I've never been in a relationship where it wasn't hostile.
Yeah, but my wife loves me, and I'm a jerk, so it kind of works.
That's the same way over here,
Yeah, I just trash her over everything, and she gets upset, and I think I'm really funny. And then if I ignore her, she's fine after a couple of days. You should write this down. This is gold. How many children have you made with her?
None.
Why not?
What's that?
Why not?
Why not? Why would I?
I don't know. Does your shit work?
Yeah, as far as I know, it works. But
Are
I
you
mean,
you're
look at
one
the
of
kids
those
that they're.
depressing types that think there's no point, everything's fucked. You're one of those guys. I
Well,
call
I've
it
never.
a stancil.
I just never had a desire. Plus, with the way I drink, I don't want to deal with that. And then, plus, look at the kids they're making these days.
My kids are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you're down there in the middle of nowhere.
Nah, man, there's plenty of weed kids here. Don't you worry. I see them all the time. They're spoiled. They're sooky. You don't say sooky, do you? They're
Silky.
indulged. I can't stand them.
Silky. Silky. I
Sooky.
don't.
Sooky. Sooky.
All right. Suki.
You're saying it wrong.
Suki.
Sooky. Not
Suki.
Sookie. Sookie.
Sulky.
You're a fucking
Sulky.
sook, mate. Harden up. That's what you say. So what do you do now for cash? What's the plan?
Right now I have no idea.
What are you gonna get a job and shit?
I got a restaurant job now, but I got a 24-year-old bossing me around. And I don't know if I'm built to be back in that world again.
It's hard when you work for yourself to go back.
and be bossed around by a 24-year-old that has no experience?
Is it a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Is she hot?
Not as hot as she thinks she is.
Would you fuck her? Hate fuck her?
Oh, yeah. I definitely would.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of sexual tension, obviously. Maybe you should just fuck her.
Nah.
That's not cheating. It's a work thing.
It's an anger issue.
That's right. It's a release. God damn it. What, a man can't have a release? I notice you you seem to be obsessed with your dog. What's your dog's name?
Kentucky Max.
Kentucky Max, right? Just say you're on a boat and it's sinking and you can only save one, either your dog or your wife. Who would you save?
Well, let me put it this way. This is funny you brought this up, because this is how I describe it. If my mother and my dog were drowning, I would step on my mother to save him.
Yeah, but that's not the question, Gladwell.
Well, then I think then I just have to substitute my wife for that situation, and I'll step on her to save him.
Yeah. You really love that damn dog.
I do. Everybody talks about kids. I can't imagine loving a kid more than I love that dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids are pretty fucking annoying. I'm not going to lie. They're good and they're bad. So a dog seems more good.
And he doesn't change. He doesn't grow up on you. He stays the same.
Yeah, but they die, mate. I mean, I had a great dog. He died at 15. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's hard. I still haven't replied. My dog died nearly 2 years ago, and I just buried him in the backyard. I made him a nice, neat grave, but it feels like cheating or minimizing him to get another dog quickly. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I could get another dog.
I don't know what to do. I just need time. Let me grieve! Fucking asshole. Now I got a question for you, right? As an Australian...
Harden up, son.
Yeah, don't be a sook. What's the deal with tipping, right? There's not a tipping culture in Australia. And one of my great fears if I come to America is I don't know what to do with the tipping. Like, who do I tip? How much do you tip? What are the rules? You're the perfect guy to ask.
All right. So in a restaurant, you tip the waiter. Generally, 20%. You know, if you're generous, right, you go over that. If you're a cheap fuck, you know, you do a lot of people do 15%. It's not really it's kind of frowned upon, but you can.
Well, that Lenny's printer guy, he seems to be a big tipper.
He likes to fancy himself that way, you know, which is right. Nice as a person that works for tips.
Yeah.
I went to a frozen yogurt place one time where you fill up the yogurt yourself, you put all the toppings on, you take it to the counter with this kid sitting there, he weighs it, and then he has a tip jar. And I find that offensive as a person that works for tips.
You got to give good service.
Yeah.
So what if you got a waiter, you're at a restaurant and you don't like him, he's an asshole, you're like, fuck this guy, do you tip?
Hey, you can, if you really don't like him, if it was really bad, you just stiff him. Or you give him 10% or, you know, whatever. But
10% would send the message, you think?
That would send the message.
Yeah, I'd give him zero. Fuck him. Do your job.
Hey, you know what? I used to overtip, and if it was bad service, I would give you 20%. And then I started realizing that the people I work with were fucking incompetent, pain in the asses that didn't do their fucking jobs that would cause me problems. And then I realized these people I'm giving bad service or giving me bad service is probably these motherfuckers that I can't stand. So I stopped overtipping, or I stopped doing the base 20% for bad service.
Yeah, well, maybe we've got the better system, because in our country, like, servers get a decent wage, you can live on the wage, and tipping is an extra. It's not expected. Most people wouldn't. I mean, I guess the higher end restaurants you're more expected to, but if I get great service, I love the person, I'll give them a good tip. If not, I'll give them nothing. So
that sounds like a better system.
I think you should embrace more Australian in your life.
I think I'm going to start.
I think you should. We'll make a change. Anyway, I've still got to work it out, so I'll have to consult you over time. Because when I go to America, there's so many things I don't understand. It's terrifying.
All right.
You're driving the wrong side of the road, for fuck's sake.
That is a problem for some people, yes. We're gonna work on that. You know, maybe I don't know.
Maybe go the
Try a
metric
trip.
system, you know, why not?
It's a possibility. You know, we can spitball
You won't. You're stuck.
it.
You're stuck. You've reached perfection in your own minds and you're stuck. You're not growing anymore. You're in decline now. I now
Yep.
hail my Chinese overlords. Now, why don't you mow your own lawn? Is it just that you're an effeminate sort of arty guy?
Well, I for a long time I did mow my own yard, but I don't have any place to store the lawnmower. So we've been storing it on the back porch.
So you have a lawnmower.
Well, I used to. Then we decided to get somebody to do it, and
What's that cost you?
it's $40, so 120 for the month. Right now he's coming every other week, so it's 80. So he doesn't get tipped.
Why not?
It's not a tipping profession.
That's very confusing because he's a service guy. And if he does a
But he
great
gets,
job, you'd think he'd tip him.
but he has one job to do. He charges you for that job, and he's in, he's out. If it takes him 10 minutes or 20 minutes, it's the same thing. So.
Okay, well, we wouldn't tip that guy either for the, for the people who would get their lawn paid to do. But at Christmas, you'd generally sling him either a cash bonus or some alcohol.
Right.
I nearly said a bad word then. So, would you call yourself essentially lazy, or you just think this is America, you know, you outsource a lot of your shit?
No, I am definitely lazy.
Yeah, me too, but not with yard work, with things like paperwork and email shit.
Well, plus it's 100 degrees down here in the summertime, and in the winter it's 90. So the weather doesn't change, and it's too hot to go out there and do that shit.
I love going out and mowing when it's 110. I love it. 3 or 4 hours, everyone's pulling up, going, "You're right, mate." I'm like, "Yeah, fuck off." I love it.
Feel the
Fuck
grass
you.
between your toes.
Yeah, just feel it. Just feel it. Feel the pain. You will dull your senses with the alcohol and the gummies and the drugs. You don't want to feel anything. That's America. Well, this is Australia, son. We feel. Did you ever get your luggage back that was lost by the airline?
Not only did we not, well, we got it back, but not from JetBlue.
Well, how'd you get it?
Spirit called us from Atlanta, said they had it. So
Jesus Christ.
as far as JetBlue knows, we don't have it, and they sent her an email saying they're going to give her $200, and she's like, this is not acceptable.
So what happened?
So they said, okay, then we're not giving you anything. We haven't heard back from them, and every time she contacts them, they ghost us.
You need a
So
lawyer. You need, I've heard that Carly Kingsley's good.
you know what? I have no idea who these people are on Twitter. Like, I don't know who does what, but
You must have some idea. You must see people.
I know everybody's names, but I don't know who's on whose side or who's, you know, I don't follow the conversations.
You're no fun at all.
And I'll tell you what, that one day I decided to jump in to defend Chad a little bit, and I jumped in,
You
and
took a beating.
I didn't take a beating, but it went all day. And then I was exhausted when I went to bed. I was like, man, this is fucked up. And then in the morning, everybody's chiming in again. I was like, they want to do this again today? Jesus Christ.
I enjoy hate and conflict. I kind of feed off it. It's fun for me.
I mean, it's all right if it has like an ending date, you know,
You don't
start
have to check
time.
every notification. I don't have my notifications on. I can start trouble and or whatever, and then you just go mow the lawn. You come back 6 hours later, and you're like, "Ah," and then
Do
it
you think
feels
I'm
fun.
sitting here watching my phone, just staring at it, waiting
I
for it to
do.
go off?
Well, you don't
All
work,
right.
do you? God damn
What's
you!
that?
You don't work or mow your lawn. What else are you doing?
You know, I'm sitting in the bathtub for 3 hours every day.
Oh, that's all right then. You're a Ramones guy, are you? You love the Ramones.
Love the Ramones.
Do you like any other cool punk music?
Sex Pistols. Who else?
Well, they're old guys. What about modern punk music?
No, that's all shit.
Bullshit, man. I'll send you some links later. I'm telling you, mate, you got to keep growing as a listener. There's good stuff out.
There's a band called Bad Ashley that's new.
Bad Ashley.
They do the theme song for the Brian Holtzman podcast, Dead Air. So that's
I don't know the podcast or the band, but I'm going to check it out. I'm writing it down. Carry the one. Carry the one. What do you think of people who post on Twitter music links all the time, like what they're listening to? It's kind of annoying, right?
I do that too sometimes.
Well, you're fucking annoying.
Yeah.
I've done it once or twice. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a saint. You know that. But it's not something you should do. It's a personal thing. No one cares.
It doesn't bother me because usually I don't look at it anyway. I just scroll past, you know. I don't really pay a whole lot of attention.
You're looking for the titties, aren't you?
Not the ones you're posting.
Get the fuck out of here.
All those girls. Half of them don't even look like they're old enough to be judged.
Every chick is over 19. Everyone.
All right.
I check everyone. I'm a professional. You know, your podcast is called the Almost Nowhere Podcast for people who don't know. I like it. And what I like about it, it's short, fast, and furious, like punk music. It's perfect. But you haven't done it for like 7 months. What the fuck's going on?
Because I didn't like doing it.
Why not?
I like it.
Why? I think you're good at it.
I don't think I am good at it. Johnny was good at it.
No, you're all good at it. And I said, I'll decide who's good at what, not you.
when we were talking about doing the podcast, and I was like, no, I have nothing to say. So I said, you know what? I was listening to the Ramones. I was like, let's just do like two minute podcast, 2-3
minutes. It's beautiful. It's short.
In and out.
It's great.
But those first couple of ones that were actually 2 and 3 minutes long, that would take us 2 hours to make.
Why?
Because Johnny Nine Lives couldn't remember his lines.
So you had it all rehearsed and planned.
Yeah, because, you know, if you're going to do it in 2 minutes, you got to know what you're saying. You can't just wing it.
Like this, you know? Rambling shit.
Yeah, it takes too long to come up with something good. So you got to. So what we would do is we would talk for a little while, and then we'd say, that was good. All right, now let's start there.
Oh, okay.
And we'd do it, and then and he would there's like 27 takes.
All right, so I'm going to just write some notes in your file. The podcast was destroyed by Johnny Nine Lives' incompetence. Shout out Johnny Nine Lives. And Teamster Tim's constant demands for more money. Is that accurate?
It's pretty close. Yep.
You reckon you'll ever get the podcast band back together, so to speak?
Nine Lives has no desire to do it anymore, which... I think he's upset because I told him I was going to make him a star, and he said he hasn't become a star.
He's a star to me.
That's what I told him. I said, you got people from Australia that love you.
That's right.
That's a star in my book, but, you know, what are you going to do?
How did you get to know Johnny?
He was actually the bar manager when I started working at Burnt Steakhouse. He was my bar manager, and he's actually the person that taught me how to drink.
So he made you the degenerate alcoholic you are today.
Yes, he's my alcoholic Sherpa.
So were you an alcoholic before you worked with him?
No, I didn't even drink that much.
Holy shit. Fact, he destroyed your life.
100% he did. And I hold him responsible for everything.
I think you should. I think you should take him for every fucking cent. He's destroyed you.
But, oh, never mind.
Why do you always wear a red smoking jacket?
I don't know. I was writing something about this character named Luke Destiny, who was a lounge piano player that wore a white dinner jacket, like kind of loosely based on the Fabulous Baker Boys. Or Fabulous Baker Brothers, whatever.
I haven't seen it. What's that? Is that a TV show?
That was a movie with Bo Bridges and Jeff Bridges in the late 80s, early 90s.
Any movie with the name Fabulous Sounds kind of gay.
All right. Well, they had what's her name? Catwoman, the blonde, Michelle Pfeiffer.
I don't watch superhero movies.
Michelle Pfeiffer was in it. Anyway, I
But
was
she's
right on.
overrated.
She was all right in this.
She's all right.
But I always had that character in my head, and I was writing a thing that, and this guy was always wearing a white dinner jacket. And then me and my wife were going to Malibu for her cousin's wedding, and I was buying a suit and some other stuff, and I found that dinner jacket. I was like, you know what? This is a Luke Destiny jacket, so I bought it.
I like it. I think it suits you. It has a touch of
And
class.
that's what I was thinking.
I'd like to
And
see you do
then
stand up in that jacket. Do you ever do stand up?
no, I'm not doing stand up. I am writing material for Nine Lives, but he doesn't want to do it, so I was
Well,
gonna
that
give it
seems
to my
kind of
friend.
pointless then.
I was gonna give it to my friend Leon Ponce de Leon.
Who's he?
He was on one of our podcasts.
Yeah,
He's a
I
friend.
remember the name. It
He's a friend of
reminds me
mine
of
from
something in
here.
a Hemingway book. There was a bar, the Ponce de Leon.
Well, he
You
got his
a big
name.
Hemingway guy?
I've read a few Hemingway books.
Spoiler alert, he blows his brains out.
That's one of his the characteristics I like about him.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the tough son of a bitch.
It wasn't that tough. He killed himself. He quit.
Yeah. So, what else? What were we talking about?
I can't remember your jacket.
The jacket. Oh no, Leon Ponce de Leon.
Oh, yeah.
So this guy, he's been dying to do he wants to do stand up, he wants to do the podcast, but he's so afraid, so paranoid about his personal life being exposed because of his job. So he doesn't want to do anything. That's why he wasn't on screen. He doesn't want to use his real name.
Well,
But
I can relate to that, but like just do an audio only podcast like me, it's easy.
that's what I told him. And he got his name because there's a pro you know what a project is?
Is
Low
that a
income
sh
housing or
that's a
it's government.
shitty government housing?
Yeah, government housing like The Wire.
Yeah.
There's one over here downtown, and it's called the Ponce de Leon Projects. So he said, "I'm going to be Leon Ponce de Leon from the Ponce de Leon Projects."
It
So I said, "That's a good name. We'll run with that one."
is a good name. I like it.
So
So, is he a funny guy?
he's very funny.
Well, why
Very
would he
very
need you to
paranoid.
write for him then? You're undermining his creativity.
Cause he won't do it.
Well, you gotta stop controlling people. Let people follow their own destiny. You know,
I'm
fuck you,
letting
ape. Fuck you.
him.
Sick of it. You're filling in everyone's lies, man. Man,
I gotta support the guy.
yeah, fair
Give him a
enough.
push. Give him a push.
I got a hair trigger.
I gotta harden him up.
You don't even need to be a sook. When did you last go out for a steak with Ken Mosca?
That was with Kevin Brennan last time he was here,
You haven't seen him since.
when him and Chad were still friends.
I thought they were still
Or
friends. Oh,
Kevin and Chad?
I thought you meant Ken and Chad.
Oh no, they're still friends. Actually, you know what? I think I saw Ken again when Florentine was in town. We went out for drinks after Florentine's show, and
How was he?
Florentine?
Ken.
Or Ken? Ken's good. Ken's a class act.
Because
So
of the beard.
the beard and the Stephen Tobolowsky look.
I can't grow a beard. It gets too itchy. It drives me insane. I don't know how people do it.
No,
I want
but
to tear my whole
Ken.
face off. And I'm a passionate man. Have you ever met Ken Mosca's side piece?
No, I haven't. No, I believe that is a myth. But
Well, how
you know
many
what?
apartments in Tampa do you own? Seven? Eight? Be
Just the
honest.
one. Just the
Tell me the
one.
truth. Are you a
Just the one.
slumlord?
Yes, but only with one apartment.
You rent to the Florida's greatest comedian, Chad Zuma. How long has he rented off you?
He's been here a little over 2 years.
Now, there's been rumors that he's got a secret flatmate, a roommate to pay the rent. What's
No,
the?
there's no roommate.
How do I know this isn't a cover-up?
You don't, but what do I gain by doing that?
Notoriety.
For keeping his secret roommate
Yeah,
quiet?
they go, that guy, he can hold a secret. So I know you
So,
don't like to comment about shenanigans online. I know that Chad fights with a lot of people, but lately he's been fighting with Ski Mask a lot. What do you
yeah.
think of the war? How do you think it's going? Who's winning the war?
I
Does
don't think
anyone win?
anybody, I don't think
No.
anybody's winning.
No, I think they cheapen themselves.
Yeah, I told him, I said, just fucking ignore him. Disengage, because this isn't going anywhere. What do you wait? Are you waiting for him to say, okay, I was wrong? That ain't gonna happen.
Well,
So.
maybe they just like the nonsense of it. They enjoy the hate.
Well, then knock yourself out.
So personally, would you dock someone if you think they disrespected you?
Dox him? No.
I believe like Ski Mask tried to dox that Atticus Flynn guy.
Yeah,
But
no, I don't agree with doxing.
no, I don't either. I'm not about it. And even if I hate them, it's not necessary.
And I will
Mess with
say this
someone's
too.
job or money, I think that's a bad move.
And I don't agree with commenting on someone's girlfriend,
No.
that's not even on Twitter, or the poor girl just wanted to go see a show.
No, I agree. I completely agree. I think like she's a civilian. She's not out talking shit.
Yeah, that's
You
not
attack
right.
the guy you hate, not his girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, I agree on that. But it's still entertaining. It's like a car crash. You got to look at it. You got to see the guts.
I'm not going to say that you're wrong, but
Well, I'm never wrong. How dare
I
you infer
understood.
that I could be wrong?
Hang on, let me make my notes here. Brown Snake
Please.
is never wrong.
Why would you even need to write
What
that down?
time is this? I got to time stamp it.
So, do you watch the Ski Mask show?
No.
I thought you were a wrap-up show of that.
Well, this is funny. This is a I would see I liked him when he was doing that silly stuff in the beginning, like where he
Me
was
too.
like grilling sausages while he was talking about
I completely agree.
but once he thought that he was the star of the show, instead of wrapping up and like he started doing an hour show,
Yeah.
I couldn't, like, they're all jumping back and forth and screaming, and I was like, no, I can't listen to this. And when I would be on the toilet and I'm watching YouTube, and I would just scroll through and I would see it, I would listen to it for like 30 seconds or a minute or whatever. Sometimes I would hear my name mentioned, so I would just listen. And so I thought it would be funny. I was like, hey, let's wrap up their show. So
Well, that is funny.
I told Nine Lives, I said, listen, you gotta listen to these shows because we gotta wrap them up. He doesn't like podcasts at all. He doesn't like to listen to any of them.
Well, you better
So
listen to mine.
he especially hates yours, by the way.
Ah,
But
fair enough. No, I don't judge him.
he goes, I turned it on for 30 seconds. He goes, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think that every time.
I made him listen to Ski Mask, and he called me and he said, I can't listen to this. I said, well, we're wrapping the show up, so you gotta listen to it. So he listened to three episodes, and then he asked me about them. I said, I've never listened to one of them. So so he got pissed that I made him listen to them all.
That's great. That's a great troll.
But
So,
yeah, so
do you listen to many podcasts, full stop? Are you a podcast guy?
I listen to MLC, Zumach. Lately, I've been trying to get away from the negative stuff, so I've been listening to the Comedy Store podcast, Taste Bud with Joe DeRosa and Sal Volcano.
Getting away from the negative stuff. What's wrong with you?
I'm negative enough as it is.
Lean into it.
Nah, I can't do that.
So, how long have you been an MLC guy?
I got into it when he had Bill Burr on, because I was listening to Bill Burr at the time, and he
Oh,
said he did that podcast.
that's pretty recent. That's not like an old school original.
Yeah, it was like the 13th episode of the original.
That's pretty recent.
So I listened to that one, And I said, this is fucking hilarious. So I listened to all 50 in like 2 weeks. I was listening to four or five a day. And then right as soon as I got caught up with the 50th episode, that's when Lenny left.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, I almost canceled the show when he had Jimmy on. And then
Jimmy
when he brought Brian,
Martinez.
yeah, and then when he brought Brian McCarthy on, I was like, I can't listen to this. And it's never been as good. I've never really cared for the show with Brian, but
Brian had moments. Brian was funny at times. Laughing at Brian was good. Him getting bullied by Kevin, I enjoy.
no, that I didn't care for any of the shows that Brian was on. It was not the same show.
Is
I
it
didn't care
because he's
for it.
Brian's an alcoholic and it reminded you too much of yourself?
No, it was because what made the show great was Lenny would stand up to him. And, Lenny could have a conversation, he could stand up to Kevin. And then
Yeah, but
they
some
argued it.
guests would still do it.
He didn't have, well, not, it's not, it wasn't the same. So I'm a Lenny guy. Hashtag Lenny Strong. That's my motto.
Well, Liz was good too. Don't underestimate Liz.
Liz was good, but Lenny was the secret ingredient in that show. And I love Mana too.
That voice was freaking me out. Can you believe Gil Bravo went on a date with her? Crazy.
Speaking of Gil Bravo, how about his show?
It's the best show on the fucking internet. Those two episodes, that is so funny, dude. You gotta admit that's funny.
That is the funniest thing I've heard in a long time.
It's short, it's punchy. Why does Ski Mask keep answering Gil's phone calls?
I don't, you know what I think it is? I think that he feels like it's good radio. Like he has to be a part of it because he knows it's good radio, or I don't know, but I think he doesn't want to let an opportunity go. So,
You're saying
and
he's an attention whore.
not so much an attention whore. I think he thinks it's good for his career. Like he's gonna constantly be doing something,
Like the Chrissy Mayer school of podcasting.
Well, I don't know anything about Chrissy Mayer. I don't watch any Compound Media stuff.
Really? You never
But
subbed when Kevin had the show there?
no, yeah, I stopped when he left. I
Yeah, I
stopped
did too.
Compound
It's
because I didn't.
just too much there. It's not great. It's okay sometimes, but yeah, life's too short.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of the other shows. I would watch Anthony every once in a while for a few minutes, but it was like, it's
I
not
think
for me.
Anthony's quite good, but it's just too much on. There's just too much.
Yeah, and plus he does it every day. It's like,
Yeah.
I'm good with Anthony for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I
So,
think so too. I get bored, turn it
I
off,
love
watch a
the
movie.
Chip Chipperson. I love that show.
I didn't care for it.
Haven't listened to it in a while, but.
I get bored with those characters too much. Like he acts that way, and you're like, yeah, it's funny for a while, and then you're like, oh, I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
I don't have your attention span.
So.
Speaking of people that I don't like, Barry Ribbs. You were going to pay Barry Ribbs to go in an apartment and film him for a week, right? And
Yeah.
negotiations broke down, I believe, over canned fish.
Sardines.
Right. But like,
Yep.
Barry Ribbs isn't funny.
Well, this is before Chad even got to Tampa. I thought it'd be funny because I didn't know Chad at the time.
Right.
So, which I gotta give Chad props because what he did takes balls. Because he got a I guess I put a tweet out or I sent him a DM that said, "Hey, if you're moving to Tampa, I got an apartment if you want to rent it." And he contact and that was from my Instagram, which was Gladwell Ape. He called me. Never asked me my real name, asked me where the apartment was, and says, "Okay, I'll be there in a week." So, as far as he knows, he's coming down to rent an apartment from a guy named Gladwell Ape, who may or may not have an apartment.
Oh,
So,
right.
that was a leap of faith
But the
on
worst
his
case, he
part.
just gets another apartment. It's not like he was getting married.
Right, yeah, but I still would have asked for somebody's like real name. Like, hey, you got a real name besides Gladwell Ape?
No, I like it. I think
So,
it's a good story. It's like, fuck it. Who cares? If you get
and
murdered, you get murdered.
for the when he moved in, I was planning on getting Leon Ponce de Leon to I was gonna give him a key to the apartment and have him walk in and say, "What the fuck? I had this guy watch my apartment for a week, and who the fuck are you?" So,
That'd be gold.
but I didn't know if Chad had a gun or not, or I didn't know how that would turn out. So I was like, yeah, let me just leave him alone.
Probably for the best. I found with the Jimmy Martinez thing, I couldn't understand him. Like, I'm from Australia and he speaks in that way. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this guy's saying half the time.
Yeah,
So
I
for
didn't
me,
understand it either.
oh, really? And you're American? What hope did I have? What
I
about,
think we I think we had the same shot, the same chances.
yeah. What about Tom Cassidy? He did a bit of hosting for a while. He was a bit bland, wasn't he? And he's a funny guy, but he was a bit bland as a host.
He was I didn't care if he was a host, especially when he was on there with Ian Fidance. That was a terrible show, but when Tom Cassidy came up, and Cassidy killed it.
He's funny as a stand-up.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
I've never seen any of his other stand-up, but at the roast, it sounded good.
He's got something. And what about that who's that host whose daughter got bashed by Cumia? Vinny Brand.
Vinny Brand.
He wasn't very good either.
Nah, he wasn't very good.
He was, I'd say, sum him up, boring.
I couldn't get past the speech impediment. That was distracting.
He was a politician. He just, didn't have anything to say.
Yeah.
So, the Barry Ribs thing, you thought that would be entertaining.
Well, I thought we put him and Chad in the because it's a two bedroom. Put them in there together, put some cameras up,
What if they
let
just
us
stay in their
film.
room and don't talk? It's a disaster.
What are the chances of that though,
You're
So
saying liquor them up and give them sardines, and what could go wrong? They'll just start fighting.
those demands were fucking ridiculous. When I was reading the DMs,
Was that
I was like,
Barry or Atticus, though?
I guess it was Atticus speaking on Barry's behalf. And
Because I'm not sure Atticus is sane.
I don't know. The only interaction I have with him was a couple of DMs, and it was he wanted airfare, he wanted a car service to and from the airport, both trips, airfare. He wanted, I think it was like $500 a day per diem. I said five, or then I think he dropped it down to 200. And I said, who the fuck spends $200 a day on food, for the
Yeah.
week? And I said,
Well,
listen, I'll stock the refrigerator and I'll give you $100 for the week. How about that? And then he said he wanted sardines, milk, bread, and fucking sardines. He wanted, and then at this point, he said he wanted 20 cans of sardines. And I just said, fuck it, he's getting 10. And then they said,
what is
don't
he, a
be cheap.
cat?
Then they said, don't be cheap. And I was like, I'm saying 10 because that's a ridiculous demand in the first place. And then I think we just stopped talking after that.
Well,
And then.
I've been in negotiations through a third party with Atticus because he was going to come on my show. But he wanted to only do it if he could have his voice distorted so you couldn't recognize his voice. And I couldn't talk about all these things. And I'm like, fuck it. No, that's not the show. Go on the Gil Bravo fucking show.
What do you think we want to talk to you about?
Well, the whole
Non-Barry
point of my
related
show is
topics?
to find out more about the person beyond the Twitter handle. So, what the fuck would be the point of that? God damn it! I'll take it. All right, so recurring guest, what do you think of Carrie Karavas?
I like Carrie. I like Carrie very much.
Patty Rosberg.
I like her. The two tired twats.
You're a fan.
I'm a fan.
Do you like Keanu Thompson as a guest?
If I see her name on the show, I don't even hit play. I'll skip it.
Oh.
I don't
Do you
even
watch
give her
the
the I don't even give her the benefit.
Why? What
She's
about, are you an
horrible.
Alan Fuchs guy?
I think he's funny, but to be honest with you, I don't know. He doesn't annoy me, but just the fact that she's there, I can't listen.
So you hate young women.
I hate young women, yes.
That's fair enough. I'm not going to judge on that. You got a solid position there. You're a fan of Bob Levy?
I like Bob.
Yeah, me too.
I think
He's awesome.
I was supposed to do the football show, the Misery Loves Football, and they told me Bob Levy was going to be there. I was excited. Then we got Tony Mazur.
Does
So
that show still exist?
I think so.
I don't know.
Haven't I think they're taking a hiatus right now. I don't know.
I like the Almost Nowhere podcast.
The now defunct Almost Nowhere podcast.
Defunct. That's a good word. I like that word. Now we're getting into women talk. And you once told me your preferred shape of a woman is a woman shaped like a silverback gorilla. And
100%.
you use Serena Williams as an example, which I
Yes.
found, I thought you were being disrespectful. I'm not. But how can you defend this?
Let me tell you something. This is a story that Johnny Nine Lives will tell you. I was at a bar one night and I met a girl that looked like Serena Williams. And we got a cab, we went back to my house. Once we were at my house, this is a long story, but I'm gonna cut right to the meat of it. We go in, she was blowing me on the couch, and in the middle of it, I got up to go get a beer, and when I came back, she was gone, and all my money was gone.
Right.
Which I found odd because we took a cab there. I was like, how did she get away so fast? So then I pieced it together the next day. I was like, oh, she must have told this guy to wait, and she was planning on robbing me. And then Nine Lives said her plan was probably to beat the shit out of you, but you made it so easy for her, she just grabbed the money and ran.
Yeah, dude. How do you know it was a woman?
At this now, I couldn't tell you. It might not have been.
It's concerning. Like, surely big, stocky women with broad shoulders, it's kind of masculine, no?
I don't know. The heart wants what the heart wants,
Did something happen to you in your childhood? Like, you were raped by a
Well,
footballer or
no.
something? I don't know.
Well, here's what happens. Like when I was a kid, my father was an artist, so my father had an aversion to the TV show Dukes of Hazzard. I don't know if you know what that show is.
It's a great show.
All right. Well, when I was a kid, I was probably in third or fourth grade. I was not allowed to watch it because my dad didn't care for it.
Why didn't he care
However,
for it? The car was
well,
awesome.
he didn't like the car chases. He didn't like the redneck aspects to it or whatever. So I wasn't
Oh,
allowed to
because he's
watch it.
Cuban.
But you know what I was allowed to watch at that age?
What?
Clockwork Orange.
What?
So I think my first sexual fantasies were from the rape scenes of Clockwork Orange.
Oh man, you are fucked in the head.
So,
And now you're
there's
drinking
that.
yourself to death. You love fat, squat bitches. It's easy.
Can't
All
get
right,
enough. The
so
hairier, the better, too, as far as I'm concerned.
what?
You
On
give me a
there.
girl
What if
with
she's got a hairy back?
a. All the better.
Why don't you just go to a fucking zoo and fuck an animal? Would you fuck a horse?
What am I, a fucking degenerate over here? Come
Yes!
on. Come on, there's gotta be some law and order here.
So a skinny woman like Keanu Thompson, you find gross. That's repellent to you.
Yes.
Where do you stand on the Stacey Pressman look?
I like Stacey Pressman.
But she's not
I would
fat.
no. She that's a good look.
How can you find her attractive if you like the big muscle-bound chicks?
I'm all over the place. I got categories of different sections all over,
All right, so you like the wet pussy. Okay, what about Alex Engelbert?
Oh, I've dated too many of her, but
Well,
I
she
like her.
sounds like your type then.
That was my type when I was younger, but the chaos is too much for me now.
You don't like the mental illness aspect.
I just want to have a nice family life and just I don't want
Yeah,
to leave
you're
the
50,
house.
mate. You're 50.
Yeah, that's
Natalie
my goal.
Kumo covered in tattoos, breasts slightly saggy.
Slightly saggy titties I like. Tattoos, no, I don't like the tattoos.
I think tattoos can look good. What about the Chrissy Mayer look? She's kind of solid.
That's all right, you know.
What about the ginger hair? That's a hard no, right?
No, that's not a deal. That's not a deal breaker.
What about curly hair? That's got to be bad.
My wife straightens her hair, and I keep telling her to curl it. I said, leave it curly.
What are you, Kevin Brennan? Fucking hell. What about a woman with short hair? Is that acceptable?
It all depends. You know, what else is going on? I mean, generally no, but.
Because, like, if you talk about a big, solid chick with short hair, it's pretty much a dude. You're like, oh, you got a big, girthy clit. It's like, it's a cock. I'm worried, man. I'm really worried. So you don't really like the Twitter. You don't go on there too much. You're not a big fan.
You know, I'll go through there, you know, pretty much every day. I'll scroll through. I don't like to comment too much because I don't want to get involved. Sometimes I'll leave a comment. I'm like, no, and I'll change my mind. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this all day.
You're aloof.
These people, they live for this shit. You know, it's like, I got things to do. There was one time I got in a beef with Stancil.
Over what?
It was supposed to be a fake beef. They told me, him and Ski Mask, like in the very beginning, hey, let's have this beef, and then at the end we'll do this. I'm like, all right. So I said a couple of things, and then, you know, I got to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and my phone was going off all night, and I was like, I can't have this.
Well, you're a fucking idiot. Who has the notifications on? It's got to be complete no notification silence. That's on you, my friend.
Well, that's the whole point. But then I was like, I don't want to get involved with this. I don't want to have people, because I needed my alarm clock for the morning.
Yeah, you have your alarm clock work, but in the Twitter settings, you just say, don't tell me shit. I've done that, and life's good.
That was before I knew that was an option.
Ah, do you block and mute people you find annoying?
The only person I've blocked is Barry Ribs.
I thought you were a big booster of Barry Ribs.
You know what? I don't mind Barry. I like Barry. But I had to block him on principle for the fucking sardines.
Sardine gate. Like, I like the elderly in general. But he's in no way funny. And he's quite boring.
I don't know. I've never seen him perform.
Other than that. He seems all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, he'll be dead soon anyway. Can you do an Australian accent?
No, not even going to try.
Good. Because most people think they can, and it sounds like Cockney English, and it annoys me. But thank you for knowing your limits.
I can't even say Suki.
You can't. You still said it wrong. You're a fucking idiot.
Suki.
So of the people on Twitter, is there anyone like... Is there any type of post? Like, Eye in the Sky, he finds people that talk about their medical problems and complain a lot. It infuriates him. Does that bother you?
No. I mean, like I said, like, I'll just scroll right past it. You know, I just scroll until I see something that looks funny. And, like, maybe I'll like it. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But I'm not involved. Nothing in Twitter annoys me or makes me happy. You know, I don't know.
Well, I don't think anything can make you happy because you're a miserable cunt. Did you like Rickosaurus's antics?
I didn't really follow him too much. I saw a couple of pictures where his penis was swollen like a mushroom or something.
Yeah. That was weird.
That was kind of gross, but...
I didn't follow him either, but I'd see people who retweet it and you'd see it. And I didn't want to see it.
Yeah. I'd rather look at your feet. That's my preference.
Is that what gets you hot?
Yeah.
Well, I'll send you some emails later.
I have a poster over the bed.
Fucking emails. Now I'm getting angry just thinking about emails. Fucking emails. Do you have email on your phone?
Yeah.
Do you get notifications when you get an email?
No.
Well, at least you learn something in life.
I don't even get notifications when I get a text.
No, I don't either. I get nothing. And I got five kids, and they get infuriated. Like, Dad, you never answer your phone. I'm like, well, fucking come to my house. I don't care if you live in a different city. It's not
Oh,
my problem.
you have adult kids too?
Yeah.
Right.
I got
You got
five kids. I got a 22-year-old, 21-year-old, 18-year-old, 8-year-old, and a 4-year-old.
Wow.
But if you
Spread them
saw
around.
my sperm, you'd understand. It's designed to breed. It's
Well,
fantastic.
I've seen the two younger ones.
Yeah, well, they're the only two left. The others have moved out and do stuff. In fact,
Can
my
take him.
21-year-old daughter, her boyfriend asked my permission to marry her on the weekend. And I said yes. And I'm like, I'm getting old. I like him. He doesn't wear shoes.
All right.
He's a bogan guy. He's a good egg.
What's a boating guy?
A bogan. It's like a trashy Australian.
All right.
You got your city, sophisticated types like Eggplant Frank or Annie Mac, but I'm more like scum.
You know what? Who is Eggplant Frank? Because I got into a thing with him the other night. I thought that was Frank Pellegrino.
But I think
He
that's
said he was.
why it started as a parody of Frank, why the eggplant. You know, the Italian thing, so it's in no way Frank Pellegrino.
All right.
What was your fight about?
No, it was that one day when I was just defending Chad a little bit because they were saying something about credit cards, and I was like, nobody beats a dead horse like a MLC fan, and then this, because I think that's what Kevin's show should be. If he goes back to Compound, it should be called Beating a Dead Horse with Kevin Brennan. I
I
mean,
think you should take callers.
the guy is still trashing Lenny. Lenny hasn't been on there for 7 years.
That's true. Has it been 7 years?
It's been a long fucking time.
I miss callers. Callers were fucking funny, man. He doesn't need to be a con man to do it either. Though I think he's kind of lazy.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I understand. All right, well, that's a long podcast. I've had enough. You got anything else you want to say? You want to plug anything? What do you got?
All right, we got Hercules Horowitz on Patreon.
How could
I'm getting ready to do
anyone
the first
spell
one.
that?
Hercules Horowitz, HERCULES, HOROWYTZ.
And what's a Hercules Horowitz? What is that?
That's my name. That's my art name.
How many fucking names do you need? You're schizophrenic over here.
I have Ribs Machango, Luke Destiny,
You love it,
Hercules
don't you?
Horowitz,
You love quirky names.
Jankroot Livingston.
A man with a thousand identities.
They all have their own personalities too.
All right, so
So
if you want to see a guy paint weird shit in a
plays
cluttered,
drums.
fucking very cluttered, annoying, hoarder-like art studio, please subscribe.
All right.
I should be in marketing.
I think I'm going to shoot the first video tonight, and I have another video set up for tomorrow with the world-renowned artist Roger Shamier out of
Never heard.
Abu Dhabi and London.
All right. Well, you're a very educated and fine man.
Thank you, sir. As are you.
And thanks for bringing a bit of class to my shit podcast. Thanks for coming, mate. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Is he Swiss or
No, he
Swedish?
was like a male flight attendant
Yeah.
and he fucked a monkey.
You didn't